I got a really easy, fun song that you could be playing quick, even if it's early on in your guitar journey. The song is Zombie by the Cranberries, and it's just four chords, but the finger movements are so easy for this song, students can get them really quickly. Now, I'm going to show you a way that you could do it easily in this kind of strumming version for one guitar with basic downstrokes, and then I'll show you some strumming patterns so you can kind of, you know, keep clicking it up a little bit more. And if you like this, please like and follow. Visit the link on my profile page because there's links to lots of free song lessons, as well as check out my channel here because I have a playlist with easy, like no bar chord songs. And when you're first starting out on guitar, once you learn a couple chords, it's really nice to kind of have that musical application and to learn something that's very identifiable, right? And that's why we want to, you know, play some popular songs. So here, it'll sound like this. I'll even teach you that trademark lick. So the chords you're going to need is, the first one's E minor. Play with your first and second fingers, and like I do and teach with all my chord changing, keep your fingers tight, third and fourth fingers attached, right? Everything in tight. You never want to pull your hand apart or away from the fretboard or apart from this cluster. You want to keep it in that nice tight cluster, thumbs in the back of the neck about even with your first or second fingers, wrist is down, all right? So from there, all you're going to do is you're going to take off your first finger and you're going to put your second finger on the third fret of that A string. And that's a C major seventh, okay? I'm not using my first finger at all. I'll get out of the way. So again, from this chord to this chord, it's a very easy change. You're basically leaving your second finger down. Notice I don't play the E minor, take my hand off the guitar just to put my finger right back where it was. That's called shared fingers, and we do that a lot to really get good at our changes. So from your E minor, right, just take this off and just add your third finger to the A string at the third fret, right? And you don't play the low E string, so it's just a five-string chord. With the E minor, you play all six strings. Right, there's your E minor. And then when you change, you just do five strings. You leave out the low E. If you want to have this third finger kind of spill over to mute it, that's great. Then you can hit all six and you don't have to worry about it. Or you can mute it if you can get your thumb over the top and just touch it. You could mute it that way. So basically, it's just the mechanics. Just practice going from that E minor to that C major seventh. And get all those notes ringing true. And then the third chord, all you're going to do is you're going to take these two fingers and you're going to move them up one string each. So now my second finger is playing the A string second fret and my third finger is playing the low E string third fret. And you play all six strings. You're not using your first or your fourth. And that's a G6 chord, right? And again, from the C major seventh, notice it's a very easy move. That's why this is such an easy song, because the changes are really simple, even though it's four chords. Easy changes. So again, notice I'm not doing one finger then the next. You move both at the same time. You just go from here and both up one string each. So all you're doing, E minor, C major 7, G6. Now the hardest change now is we have to go to a D. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to drop that second and third finger down and add the first finger. And you probably know that D chord, right? And you're going to try and not play the low E and the A string. If you play the A string, it's okay. At least maybe don't play the low E. Have your thumb up top or don't hit it. If you have the A string ringing, it's not that bad. But why this change isn't that bad is because if you notice on the G6, your second and third fingers are going to stay in that shape and you're just going to drop them down. And now you're on the high E string with the second finger. Third finger is on the B string at the third fret, and then just add that first finger to the G string at that second fret, and you have your D chord. So do you see, again, here's not how to do this change from G6. Take your hand apart. All right, let me find D here. No, just move these down. See how I'm not moving the shape. The shape stays the same, and you just glide it right down the strings to the high E, and then add that first finger. So slow. Glide down. There it is. Add that first finger. There's my D chord. All right. So E minor. Add that third finger. C major 7. Move those two fingers up. G6. and then slide them down the strings and add for the D. Now you got to get back to the E minor, but that's easy. That almost looks like an E minor, right? So all you do is you take off the third finger and just move those two fingers up, first and second, up to E minor, right? See, they're kind of like that anyway on that D. You're just going to kind of put them a little closer together and move them up. Again, that's why these changes, they're not that bad. So just get all the notes to ring out. One down stroke, right? G6, D. And then we're back to our E minor, okay? And then at first, just do a slow quarter note. That's all down strokes, one note per beat. One, two, three, four. I know it's not like the song, but this is just practice first. E minor. C major 7. G6. D. Strum slow. The faster you strum, the faster you're gonna have to make the change. Nice and slow, speed comes. If you want to play it a little bit more like the song, let's use eighth notes, which are two notes per beat. One and two and three and four and. And in this song, we'll just use all downstrokes, again, just to get used to it. So it'll sound like I did kind of when I was playing in the beginning. Okay, and the proper way to count that. One and two and three and four and change. And two and three and four and change. Three and four and one and. So you see, you're kind of going from one hit to quarter notes to eighth notes. So next, if you want to do like a simple strum pattern, because the song has a lot of dynamics in it, and especially if you're just on one guitar, you can kind of play heavier, like harder, like before the verses, or in between the verse and chorus kind of thing too, like the intro. And then when the song starts with the vocals, you kind of maybe want to just do it a little lighter and maybe do a little pattern. Same chord changes. That pattern, down, down, up, up, down, eighth note, down, down, up, up, down, up, two downs, two ups, down, up, so you can get that. So if you do it the first way with all downs for twice through, and then come in with the pattern, kind of like that's when the song, the lyrics will start, kind of sound like this. Like you mean it. Let's do it once. Then strumming lighter. And if you want to play that kind of famous trademark Lickin' Zombie, it's kind of fun to play. Let me show it to you and then I'll go back and explain it. It sounds like this. All right, so all I'm doing is on the high E string. Most of the lick is on the high E string. 7th to 8th fret, I'm doing a hammer-on. I'm coming down hard. I'm holding the 7th fret, one pick, and then hammering with that 2nd finger on the 8th fret. If you can't do that yet or can't get it to sound good, practice it. But if not, just pick both notes. It's okay. 2nd one is 5th fret to 7th fret. Same thing with that hammer-on, 5, 7 high E. All right, again, if you can't do that, just pick it so you get this. Go down another whole step or two frets, 3rd fret to 5th fret hammering, right? Hammer a pick, and then go down a half step, 2nd to 3rd fret hammering. So together. And then the last part of the lick is you go up to the B string, everything else on the high E, hit that 3rd fret kind of 3 times, and then open B string. So all together slow. Have fun with that one. Super easy, great campfire song. Enjoy. Don't forget, like and follow for more. Visit the link on my profile page. That'll take you to my link tree. Tons and tons of free lessons on my YouTube channels. Lots of free content, plus also my courses and all kinds of fun stuff. And be sure to check out my original band, Black Sunday. I'll put a link in my link tree. I have a new record that's going to drop this fall. And I've got a couple singles. The first one's going to drop in 2 weeks. So be sure and check that out as well. Thanks for watching. Take care. See you soon. Rock on.